It's 8:04. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, October 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Republican Congressman Cory Gardner faces Democratic incumbent Mark Udall in a hotly contested race that could decide which party controls the Senate. Gardner stopped in Montrose Monday for a voter meet and greet. KVNF's Laura Pomisano was there and brings us this extended interview.
Amendment 68 would allow casino-style gambling at horse racetracks in Mesa, Pueblo, and Arapaho counties. What is your stance on this?
I have said that I oppose that, and I will oppose it. I'll vote no on it, and I think that's something that needs more discussion and ought to be considered by the state legislature before something like that happens.
You've dropped your support for Amendment 67 and say you do support life. What does that statement mean?
Well, I've never supported Amendment 67. I oppose the personhood amendments, and I do support life. But again, I think we should focus on issues around the state like the economy, energy issues, education, and the environment.
Focusing on energy here, how would you distinguish yourself from other Republicans and work on a nonpartisan energy measure?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a strong supporter of the all of the above energy policy. And I think sometimes when Republicans talk about all of the above, sometimes they may only be talking about the traditional side. I actually mean renewable and traditional energy when it comes to all of the above. On the western slope of Colorado, not only do we have incredible traditional energy opportunities, whether that's coal, natural gas, other forms of traditional energy, but we also have chances for solar energy, chances for hydropower, chances for geothermal energy. Those are renewable energy opportunities that we should take advantage of.
And what is your stance on fracking?
I think hydraulic fracturing has been proven safe, and without it, we would never be able to achieve North American energy security, which we are about to achieve.
What do you think of marijuana legalization here in Colorado?
You know, the states, the founders determined the states would be laboratories of democracy, and Colorado is deep in the heart of the laboratory right now.
The western slope has a struggling economy. Here in this area, in Delta County, we had a mine that has closed. What do you think, other than energy, we can bring to the western slope to beef up jobs here?
Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit more about energy, because I think that is a key contrast between Senator Udall and I. We ought to make sure that we're allowing coal, clean burning coal opportunities, clean coal technology to move forward, creating and restoring those jobs here on the western slope. We have to make sure that we have continued opportunities in agriculture, making sure that we're opening up new markets for agricultural products and commodities from the western slope, making sure that free trade agreements are advantageous to the western slope, protecting our water, water for farming, water for recreation, water for industries on the western slope, what we have to do for tourism, what we can do for tourism. I'm a co-sponsor of a measure called Brand USA. Brand USA helps promote places like Western Colorado around the globe, bringing in tourism, bringing in conferences, making sure that we're spending money and capitalizing on the incredible resources of the Western Slope and the great beauty that we have here.
Your current district right now, District 4, is a rather conservative district. Colorado in this election is considered a swing state. What would you do, if elected, to maybe work more on a nonpartisan basis?
If you look at my record, there's an organization called No Labels. No Labels is a national bipartisan organization that's put together to find solutions. Instead of constantly having one party fight the other, it's actually about bringing the parties together for bigger solutions. This organization gave me their No Labels Problem Solver seal of approval because of the work that I have done across the aisle.
You've branded yourself as a new Republican. What is that?
It's about ideas. It's about solutions. It's about putting in place things that actually work. It's about being for ideas. It's about putting forward solutions that actually accomplish things and that will actually provide solutions to our greatest challenges. Sometimes Republicans have been far too guilty of saying no or just being against something, and that's got to change.
What are your biggest concerns for Colorado?
We have a Colorado right now where median household income has declined by $4,000. People who are hourly workers are seeing their hours cut back because of the Affordable Care Act. People are working harder and harder each and every day right here on the Western Slope, only to find themselves paying more for gas, paying more for college, paying more for food, finding it harder to get ahead. We have to get this economy growing again, have to find ways to help increase the salaries of people around the state by getting government out of the way and letting America work.
Tune in tonight to hear an interview with Senator Udall. One of this November's statewide ballot questions may look familiar to Coloradans. For the third time since 2008, voters will decide the fate of an amendment dealing with the issue of personhood. But this time around, supporters are taking a different approach. Benta Berklin examines the proposal and how it's being impacted by a political season dominated by women's issues.
Amendment 67 would change the state's Criminal Code and Wrongful Death Act to include the term unborn human beings when referring to a person or child. Backers say it stems from the 2012 case of Heather Surovic, who shares her testimonial on the Personhood USA website.
I remember going to my last prenatal appointment with Brady. We got to see everything on the ultrasound of Brady. We got to see, you know, my son Jesse kept asking, where's his feet, where's his hands, where's this? He made the connection that Brady was a person just like he was.
Surovic was more than 8 months pregnant. On the drive home, she was hit by a drunk driver. Her unborn son didn't survive.
The man responsible for taking Brady, for the death of Brady, is not being charged with it because the law says that Brady was not a person.
State lawmakers have since passed the Crimes Against Pregnant Women Act. It allows prosecutors to pursue additional assault charges in cases such as Surovic's, but not homicide charges. Personhood Colorado spokeswoman Jennifer Mason says the law doesn't go far enough.
They went out of their way in that law to say that babies like Brady are not people, and it doesn't recognize that there are two victims in an accident like this or in a tragedy like this. It's not just the woman who loses her child that's a victim, but the baby is a victim also.
In 2008, Colorado was the first state in the country to vote on and defeat a personhood measure. Voters also overwhelmingly struck down another attempt in 2010. Those questions would have defined the term person from the beginning of biological development or fertilization.
They're being willfully deceptive.
Ruben Alvero is an OBGYN in Colorado. Though written differently to focus on the criminal code, Alvero says this Amendment 67 would have the same impact because it would define a fertilized egg as a person.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of frozen embryos or frozen eggs in the United States, so that's a huge number that would acquire a legal status. And what I do in my daily life is to try to get patients pregnant. The way I do that is either by fertilizing eggs and then transplanting them, or if there is extra embryos, or I want to do some genetic testing, I will freeze those embryos. That would be a potentially dangerous thing to do.
With so much of this year's election focusing on women's issues and the fact that the topic isn't new to Colorado voters, Fuffy Mendez of the No on 67 campaign worries about voter fatigue.
I would hope that the voters are hearing that reproductive health care is really a personal, private decision that women need to make with their own families in accordance with their faith, in accordance with their values, and with their doctors.
Opponents also say it could criminalize miscarriages, something amendment backers such as Jennifer Mason call a scare tactic.
There is no way this amendment could be used to investigate women for miscarriages. There is no way it could ban contraception. There is no way it could hamper in vitro fertilization. It only recognizes that every human being is a person, whether they're in the womb or out of it.
Even though the ballot language doesn't use the term personhood, and the Yes on Amendment 67 campaign has taken a low-key approach this election season, Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders believes voters' opinions are largely solidified.
Most people have thought these through, and they have pretty well-defined issue stances on these issues. And so the language of the amendment itself isn't really going to matter all that much. It's more about if we see any difference in the election this time around, it's going to be kind of the difference between midterm elections and presidential elections.
Regardless of turnout, the issue of personhood and contraception for women have played a central role in several Colorado races, including races for U.S. Senate and governor. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, the most recent jobs numbers are out. Non-farm payroll jobs increased 14,600 over the month from August to September. Private sector payroll jobs increased 14,700, and government decreased 100 over the month. Colorado has had 35 consecutive months of payroll job gains. And finally, I want to thank everybody who pledged during the morning newscast this morning, and especially Brian, who pledged his thank you gift as well, who gives us this quote: "A horse may be coaxed to drink, but a pencil must be led." Up next, it's Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.